Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our Big Brother 19 live feed update for September 7th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I am joined by Pooya. How you doing, Pooya?
I'm good, Taryn. Thanks for having me, and happy double eviction day to you.
Oh, thank you. Double eviction's always fun, especially when we might be seeing Alex leave the house.
We can only hope that the plans go as they want, as we want them to go. So fingers crossed across the board.
I feel like I'm Christmas and or Josh. Like, you'd better do this, Paul.
Don't screw us. Don't do it. Oh, I hope so. We'll get into it. It's going to get interesting.
Yes. So we are here to update you on everything that happened on the feeds yesterday. And we start off the day with Josh talking to the cameras. There's the talk of the town is that they may be getting some video messages from home. So he's telling his family, do not say I am a fan of this game. Do not say this is my dream. You will ruin my game. I can only imagine that the response, if that happened, would be, oh, yeah. Good for you, Josh.
Yeah, it's pretty much foregone. We know what you want. I mean, when you have a guy like this popping off on his feelings all the time, things come out. I feel like he doesn't realize that people kind of know what he's all about. People kind of know that he knows what's going on with this game in particular. So I think it's a whole lot of nothing. But at the same time, he just doesn't want this close to the game someone to be like to have his viewpoint be reminded of. I think he believes that, oh, people don't take me seriously as things are right now. He may have said some things, but we can always chalk it up to like they might just think he's being emotional or whatever the case. So to not have his parents or family reiterate that this close to the game at the final six might be a bit of peace of mind for him. The other interesting thing that came up is he said that he's this close to the end. He understands that everyone's getting anxious because they're this close to the end. And he's loyal to his people, and he's not going to change that, even though he's not 100% on board with the things they're saying. So I think that little bit of door that we were hoping for this double, for the next HOH, I think it's shut back down till the final three again.
Yes. Unfortunately, you know, we got those diary room sessions on the episode last night. But despite that, Josh is saying that he's not going to be disloyal to his team, even if he's not comfortable with what they're doing, which is, unfortunate to hear from Josh, but It is the way it is. Speaking of messages from home, there's been a lot of talk about Josh. I've gotten a lot of questions about this because obviously Hurricane Irma is on the way toward the area that Josh is from. And so there's been a lot of questions like, is Josh going to be told that his family is in the path there? They may have to evacuate. My answer to that question is, I believe if his family is in any danger, they will let Josh know and obviously give him the option to go and be with them. However, if it's just a matter of like evacuation, then I think they may just like sort of leave it up to the family. Like, do you want us to let Josh know that this is happening? They may decide we don't want him to know. We don't want to worry him because we're all going to be fine anyway. So it's a little bit of a tricky situation, but if anything happens or might happen to Josh's family, I believe they will tell him. I'm sure they're on top of it, though. So that's my answer. I don't know. That's just my speculation.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think that's pretty much how it's going to go. If it's terminal, if it's something that's going to directly affect them, they will probably let them know. If it's something where they've already been safely evacuated, then it's down to the family. And I believe the family knows their son or their brother enough to know that Josh is going to be really up in his feelings about this, even if we're safe. So it's best not to tell him because he might just do something rash and leave this close to the end. So I think I'm with you. I think that's pretty much how it's going to go. I know that the speculation with Paul and why Paul was emotional a couple days ago was the whole wildfire thing and his family being close to that. So I think there is reason to see why they would tell him. But at the same time, I think you have to chalk it up to whether or not they're going to be safely evacuated.
Yes. Leslie in the chat is saying Miami is under mandatory evacuation now. So they probably will be evacuated if that is true. Yes, you mentioned the Paul thing. I forgot to give an update on that. We talked about and speculated about what that news from home was for Paul. There's been more speculation. I don't think it's been confirmed, but there's been speculation that he was informed that there was a wildfire that was on the way towards family members. And that's why he was upset the other night when they had the party. Again, that was not confirmed. But if that was true, that also seems to bolster the idea that Josh will probably get a heads up about the hurricane and everything that's going on with his family. So hopefully they are, you know, keeping track of Josh's just family and making sure that everything's okay. Hopefully he'll be let into the information that he needs to know. So yes, that is the situation with Josh. Moving forward in the day, we had Kevin talking to Jason, and more talk about Paul here, saying Paul is going to win this game. Everybody just does everything that Paul says without question. And here's why, Jason. They are insecure about their position in the game, and they want to just obey what he's saying so that they'll get further in the game. What they don't realize is that Paul wants to win this game too, Jason. Paul's going to win.
Yep, he reiterates it to him. And I feel like this is one of those things where it's like you have a group of friends. They all do this trip. They make a trip to, let's say, a foreign city they're not really aware of. And they have two options. You can rent a car and control your own destiny. Be your own driver, or you can just Uber everywhere. And like, when it comes to something like that, is like when you have a car yourself, you have total control. You can go out as far out as you want because you have a car to come back. Uber might not reach these destinations. But with Uber, you're kind of just sitting there and you let it take you. You don't, and like the Uber driver has complete control of which route to take, how long to take, and all of that jazz. So I feel like with the house guests, it's kind of like that, where Paul is the designated Uber driver and Paul decides their destiny and how long it's going to take them to get there. And Kevin really did call the game down to the wire by saying that, you know, everyone wants to make it further. Paul is a big name player in this game, and they're not going to question any of his motives or anything he says as long as they're making it further. And I feel like that's pretty much how a lot of these house guests have been playing from very early on.
Yeah, but here's the problem with Kevin's analysis. He's saying Alex is going to come in second place. He's taking Alex down to the end with him. You're off. It's just like Mark had his game pegged, but he was just off by a bit. Who else did? Like Josh has his game pegged, but he's off by a bit. Now Kevin has his game pegged. But again, off. He can't. Nobody can pin him down and figure out what his game plan is, and that's why they're not able to make any sort of effective change here. But yes, Kevin is talking about this. He seems very willing to take a shot at Paul. He mentioned after he got nominated in the episode last night in the diary room that he's done. He listened to Paul. He got put up on the block. He's going to do whatever he wants now. He's not going to listen to anyone. And that's very dangerous for Paul, because the next thing we have is that Paul is explaining his plan to Josh, and he later explains it to Christmas. The plan is he's going to put up Kevin and Raven. He's going to tell Alex, you don't need to win this veto. He's going to take out Alex. Then Raven will be next, meaning he plans to go to Final Four with Kevin and Josh, two people who are on to his game. And even if say Josh wins the final five HOH, because Paul doesn't want to win that one. Paul wants to win final six. If Josh wins final five HOH, all he needs is one vote to evict Paul if he wants to take him out. Now, all of a sudden, Kevin could be that vote. If he puts Paul up on the block, Kevin is one vote. Christmas is the other. It's a tie vote. Josh sends Paul home. That's a possibility now. It wasn't a possibility before. And man, it seems like a really poor choice for Paul to take Raven out over Kevin. Raven is so loyal. She would take him to the final two. It doesn't matter if she's marginally better in competitions. I really hope this isn't his plan.
I really hope so too, because I think where Paul's blind spot is here is I don't know if he fully understands. I think he's still a little worried that Raven might have some juice with the jury and her sympathy card while he's onto it and they've mocked her for it. I think he thinks an impassioned speech at the end might very well tip the scales in her favor. And I think he doesn't, he wants very badly to control the final three HOH. I think he very badly wants to be the winner of that final three. He's not so much concerned about if I'm there, this person will take me, this person will take me. I think he wants to control it. And I think that's been Paul's problem from the beginning. I think that's been the whisper that we've had from the beginning saying Paul is overplaying. This is one of those moments. I think having Kevin, sure, maybe a way less of a competitor than Raven, better for the end for him to win the competition. But what he's not realizing is, as you said, Raven wants to take him to the end. Raven's content with losing to him at the end. So that is a big mistake. And I think this is exactly what we were saying about that tightrope act weeks ago, where like now he's getting to this point where he's going to get sketchy, because if he wins tonight and he puts Raven and Kevin up, he's already talked about this with Josh, with Christmas. Both of them have murmured the same thing where it's like, yeah, but worst case scenario isn't we send Raven home. Worst case scenario is Alex stays next week. They're all worried about that. But again, Paul is not concerned, and Paul is very, very keen, because he feels, for all intents and purposes, he feels safe no matter what. But I think this is a big blind spot for him. Keeping Kevin over Raven will be a mistake. And as you've already alluded to, Kevin is not really in the Paul camp anymore. So if Kevin somehow pulls something out, I think Paul is in danger.
Yeah, I mean, after Josh's comments in the diary room last night comparing Paul to Derek and Dan, there's been a lot of discussion about this comparison. And I know I was probably one of the first people to make the Derek comparison. I remember in the early weeks of the season, people were like, stop comparing Paul to Derek. He is no Derek. He is not playing Derek's game. Get out of here, Taryn. Stop making this comparison. Now look where we are. But the thing is, if this was Derek, I don't know. I don't think we'd be talking about like, Derek, I don't know. What are you doing? Why are you taking Donnie to the final four? This doesn't seem like the correct decision, Derek. I do feel like this is one of those moments where we, despite Paul's amazing game, we can look at other players who have played similarly and how they are always making correct decisions. I really don't think this is a correct decision. Again, I hope that Paul doesn't go through with this, but yeah, I mean, And we talked about this on the roundtable, but like, if you think about Kevin's chances to win this game, Josh's chances to win this game, they could easily take him out at final five. They might be able to take him out at final four. If Josh decides to take a shot at Paul, if Paul is somehow vulnerable at final four and Kevin is still there because they dragged him there, Kevin has a very real shot at winning this game. He probably can get to the final part of the final three HOH, because, you know, for as much as we want to say Christmas might have a chance at getting there, he still probably has a leg up on her. And then it's a crapshoot for the final part. And then if he wins it, he takes Christmas or Josh. I don't think it even matters. He probably wins the game. And then, you know, even if maybe he takes a shot at final four, maybe he takes a shot at final five. I really feel like this is a much worse position for Paul to have both Kevin and Josh, both people who he hasn't been as good at working that over somebody like Raven, who is just like completely in his pocket. I feel like Raven is so important to his game, but he's been saying over and over to Christmas and Josh, if Alex wins the veto, we're sending Raven home. If Alex goes, Raven is next. We're keeping Kevin. I just feel like that's such a mistake.
I agree. I think for future house guests, if you have someone in the house who you feel is dominating and has been talking down to you the entire time, barking orders, just realize that because of that, you're probably going to get kept around, because Paul has done this so many times with both Kevin and Josh in particular. Josh will be like, can I go eat? No, sit down. You're not eating right now. Kevin, stop talking. Don't just look sad. He's done this many times. And I'm not saying he hasn't done this with the other house guests, but with these two in particular, he's done this from the jump. He did this with Kevin early on, week one, week two, did the same thing with Josh, week one, week two. And there he's pulling them to the end because he believes that he's spoken down on them enough that they are with him. Ari mentioned in his question last night to Donnie and Rob, where like someone older gets like put in control of someone who's like 24 years old. And that is something we've seen from the start with these two. And I think it's one of those situations where it's exactly like you said, once they have the power, once or if they get the power, because of that, the straw has broken the camel's back. You can only be talked down to so much before you realize, I can actually take control of this situation. I can actually make a difference here. And it goes back to the King of the Hill. If they take Paul out, I think both of them have better shots at winning. And I think specifically Kevin, if he's at the end there, will have a very realistic shot of taking home the gold, which I think is what all of us want if Paul isn't able to complete this tightrope act.
Yeah, Whitney in the chat makes a really good point. Raven should be Paul's Victoria. I think that's very apt. I think that if you're looking at this situation, taking Raven out over Kevin and leaving Josh and Kevin in the final four would be like if Derek decided, you know, Christmas is his Cody, right? Josh is kind of like the Frankie of the situation. Sorry, Josh, but you're kind of the Frankie of the situation, like the dangerous one that is loyal, but maybe not. Kevin is the Donnie, and Raven is very much the Victoria. And so this decision is like if Derek decided, yeah, let's get rid of Victoria in favor of Donnie to take down to the final four so that I'm in the final four with Cody, Donnie, and Frankie. Like that would not have been a good final four for Derek. I think, and yes, Whitney says, would that make Alex Beast Mode Cowboy? I actually did consider that. I think it would.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I really don't like this. So hopefully we can get this settled. Hopefully Paul sees this, or maybe doesn't. Maybe this leads to a Kevin win. Who knows? Can you imagine that if Derek had brought Donnie to the final four and then Donnie pulled a win out and won the game?
Wow, the landscape would be so much different. I mean, first things first, we'd see Derek back within the last two seasons, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
If that had been the case, we would have seen Derek play again. But man, a Donnie one would have been pretty sweet.
All right. So Raven is talking to Paul and she's asking, you know, after we take out Alex, who should we go after? Should it be Josh? Again, like Paul is like, no, should not be Josh. Should be Kevin first. Kevin is more dangerous. We need to go after Kevin. And they come up with a plan for the HOH competition. If he wants her to throw it to him, he's going to say, "This is Gumpy." And that's the signal to get her to throw the competition. And I'm very concerned for Paul because I feel like he could very easily just say this as a normal thing.
Yeah, I mean, he might not have any intentions of having her throw it, but say it anyways. And never before has a code word so perfectly described an action that follows it than this is Gumpy. Oh, my God. This thing, this whole throwing the competition thing, I think this is one of those seasons where it's happened now. I really don't see it happening again moving forward in the fall subsequent seasons. Because if you learn anything from this, it's that if one person is able to orchestrate throwing the competition or brings it up now, you have no person to compare them to but Paul. So if anyone brings up throwing, I feel like Paul's name will come up in the future of this game and the way it's set. I think he's set up this precedent now where moving forward, we're not going to see it happen. However, for the implications of tonight, as you said, Raven was thinking Josh over Kevin because Josh is the better competitor. But Paul is still banging the drums of no. Kevin first. We'll get rid of Kevin, which I think would be, I mean, as we've discussed, beneficial to him. But again, it's that thing, Taryn, where you said it from the start. He's playing this Derek game. People were like, stop doing that. This is not real. You're being very hyperbolic in this comparison. And it's because we thought this would blow up so long ago. And the fact that we're getting so close to the nitty gritty and it's still going on well, I still am sitting here in front of you as someone who's like rooting for him to just take it at this point. But at the same time, I still will not believe if he's there at finale night. Like a part of me thinks there's no way someone could have played this perfectly and make it to the end. So I'm waiting for that slip up. I'm waiting for one of these things, one of the conversations he has to just blow up in his face. But right now with Raven, it seems like he set her across fine. Everything's good. Another thing for me, Taryn, is that it's amazing how he doesn't bring up Josh and Christmas up as targets ever. It's pretty much been a medley of Alex, Raven, Kevin. Alex, Raven, Kevin. Alex, Raven, Kevin. So it's surprising that no one's picked up on it yet. That's the thing. That's the place where I feel like the comparisons between Derek and Paul get a little muddy, because it's like, he's clearly leaving crumbs of evidence on the floor for these people to pick up and be like, why doesn't he want Christmas and Josh gone? Why is he like so gung-ho on these two? But no one's picked up on it yet. It's very, very odd.
Yeah, the things that Paul has been doing this season. When we talk about like how perfect he's playing, I do worry that like things have kind of gone his way in moments where like, you know, if we talk about this situation where he may bring Kevin and Paul to, or Kevin and Josh to the final four, that is not his optimal situation. Like, and if it just goes his way because he wins out from there, then people are going to forget that that was a mistake. You know what I mean? That it would have been better to bring Raven there. So I do think it's important to point these things out as we go. So we can, futilely point back to this and say that actually he did make some mistakes. Not that anyone will care or remember, but it is important to point out, and that's why we've been so sure that Paul is going to stumble somewhere, because he has been pretty sloppy throughout the season. The one thing that's really been saving him has been his social ability, which, again, if we want to discredit him, is probably bolstered in large amount by the fact that he's a sole vet in the house. However, there are some things that he's done that I don't think we can credit to that, like his relationship with Christmas. I do think that's independent from the vet status, for the most part, at the very least. So lots of interesting stuff to go through when we come back and analyze Paul's game. We're just throwing it up here. Moving forward, it does seem like Paul is still in the best spot to win, but man, this whole Kevin Raven situation is just, it's not the greatest.
No, it's not. And I still can't go, like, again, he's really trying to like not have to put Alex up immediately. And I understand there's some points. So when you put someone up on the block and DeVito's about to play for the double eviction, yeah, I feel like there's a surge of energy that controls you that makes you really hustle for it. At the same time, I still don't see how he's going to be able to keep her safe, because actually Alex and Jason had a conversation yesterday where Alex is like, well, I think they're watching them on mute and like they're just seeing me lose these competitions. I have to gun for every competition from here on out. And I think that, interspersed with Jason leaving and then the double immediately happens, you have to imagine she's going to hustle no matter what they say and no matter how they try and spin it at that moment. Because with Paul, I feel like he's able to plant the seed, not within 30 minutes. He needs a day. He needs a day and a half to kind of like, you know, sell them on an idea. I know he's been setting up targets weeks, like a week in advance before the next target is gone. But this is one of those situations where with the double eviction, it's almost like a reset button. It's like, you wake up for that hour leading to the second eviction. You are awake and you are trying your hardest to like stay alive in this game and not be the victim of a double eviction. So it's one of those things where he's going to put up Raven and Kevin, and then he believes that he can convince Alex through that gesture that, hey, you're safe. I'm not worried about you. Like, we're good. Just try and gun for it. We're good. It's going to be Kevin. Kevin's gone. But then I feel like you might as well put her up, because I feel like if you don't and then you put her up anyways after the fact and then unanimously vote her out, she's bamboozled. She's bamboozled and she's going to go out right after Jason, then realizing, wow, this whole time he was after us. We had no idea he was out. He used the veto on me because he knew he was going to get rid of me next anyways. I feel like there's pieces of the puzzle that she can easily put together at this point. And as much as Paul wants to try and keep her blind to it, with a double eviction and the hustle that comes with it, I think she's still going to gun for it no matter what.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to note, because Paul does think he can prevent Alex from trying to win these competitions. But she did have a conversation with Jason where she basically, as you mentioned, laid out, I am not going to be throwing competitions anymore. I don't think it's good for me. They're concerned that Paul has been winning more competitions than them. So she's concerned about that in terms of jury votes. And just in general, she wants to be winning more competitions. So I don't think Paul can convince her to throw anymore. I think she's going to be going gung-ho for all of these. And that's not great for Paul, but he should still remain safe. Because he will be voting to keep Jason, and he'll be able to say that to her, and probably point her toward Kevin. And then, man, I guess that would be the craziest situation for tonight in the double eviction is if Alex wins the HOH, Paul will point her toward Kevin, and he'll probably want her to put Raven up as well, and then they might turn around and get rid of Raven first, which again is, I think, a mistake on all ends, because then Alex will be annoyed and Paul will be in a worse position. I really think that's like worst case scenario for Paul as Raven goes home on Alex's HOH. But then she may also be mad at Christmas and Josh, and she may put up Kevin and one of them, in which case Kevin would probably go home. And then Paul sort of inadvertently would avoid that mistake of wanting to take out Raven before Kevin. But Alex would still be in the house and she may start to question him, but probably not. So, you know, different interesting scenarios here for the double eviction. Things go so quickly. You know, it is theoretically possible that that before Jason heads out the door, he whispers into Alex's ear, like, Paul screwed us. Don't believe him. And then, you know, it goes so quickly. She wins HOH and then she puts him up on the block or something. Could be crazy. Then we get like Kevin and then Josh, like, you know what? Maybe I should take the shot. Who knows? Maybe, here's the thing. If this somehow happens, and I'm sorry, this is like total fan fiction here. If Alex somehow wins the HOH and completely decides to go against Paul and she puts him up next to Christmas, I think Paul goes home in the double eviction. I think that Kevin and Josh would both vote him out.
I think that's a very plausible idea. Come at us, haters. However, as much as I've been saying Paul's comeuppance is coming, and as much as I've said, you know, King of the Hill, whoever gets rid of him, please don't let it be Alex. Like, I do not want Alex to have that kind of strengthening with the jury or the game or win equity in any sense of the term. But I do see what you're saying. I think there's a lot of extensive circumstances that have to come together for that to happen, namely Jason kind of blowing up his spot on the way out to Alex, Alex winning, and then Kevin and Josh being the ones as the voters. Those are the circumstances we need for that result to happen. And I think Paul has played it correctly in some sort of way. Right now, he will have plausible deniability going into this HOH. So that's fine. And then it just goes back to if he's gung-ho on winning tonight. I think he really wants to win it. If he wins it, he has to realize that, damn, Alex has to go. Because if Alex doesn't go at that point, unless she wins the veto, he doesn't have that plausible deniability anymore. So a lot can happen tonight. A lot can happen tonight. This might be the best double eviction we have in a while. We might all get what we want, which is we are seeing it right now. The main target is Alex. We might see that. We might see something crazy happen. All eyes at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, well, hey, look, I'm sorry that I'm bringing up fantasy scenarios, but you can hear the excitement in my voice. It's been a while since I've been able to come up with situations where Paul actually goes home. It's been like 5 weeks at least. So give me something here. No, it's probably never going to happen. But the fact that it's possible is interesting. And it also goes to show just how important it was for Paul to go through with this ruse to use the veto on Alex and vote for Jason to stay. Because if he did what Josh was saying, then he would be in very real danger, because that probably would be Alex's go-to move if she knew Paul betrayed her, would be to put up Paul on Christmas and then Paul would go home. So very interesting and very well played by Paul to make sure that this very convoluted plan goes through, because it turns out to be very, very important. So moving on, Josh was talking to Raven about being concerned about people hating him. He still feels bad about voting Jason out. I think this was jury work for Raven or to Raven. Josh is very concerned about that jury. Nothing too crazy here. Then we also had Paul talking to Christmas about the plan for tonight. He's going to win HOH. He's going to put up two pawns. If Alex wins the veto, they're going to send Raven home. Then we had Kevin again talking to Jason, saying, "I've got no shot at this game. Ever since the 25K came out, nobody's going to give me the money." Don't care yourself out, Kevin.
It's never over, Kevin. You got this. We believe in you.
Yes. We also have Josh has been talking about how he really wants to tell Jason ahead of time that he's voting him out. The plan is to do it basically right before the vote. So Josh is going to be explaining his reasoning to Jason. And again, this could be a scenario like if Josh plays this incorrectly for Paul, if he lets it slip that Paul is in on this or anything like that, or if they mess up the fake fight and Alex gets very like skeptical about this again, we could see her turn on Paul. Then if she wins HOH, then if Paul doesn't win the veto, and then if blah, 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 then it's theoretically possible. So look out for that. There's probably going to be a fair amount of drama at the ceremony, or at least I feel like with Josh telling Jason right before, I feel like there's going to be tears. It's going to be an emotional send off. And I think they're going to play into it. And then finally, we have Christmas talking to the cameras, saying that she, and this is interesting. She says, well, first she says that she wishes she could be playing differently. She said this to us before. She feels like because of the foot thing and everything that happened, she can't really be herself in the house. But she also says she knows what Josh is saying about Paul is actually true. But she doesn't really, she's not doing anything about it. She's fine with it. She keeps telling Josh, like, this is a betrayal. Shut this down. But she knows it's actually true. It's not that she doesn't believe it's true. It's the thing is that I think she cares very strongly for Paul, and I think she wants Paul to win. She alluded to friendships out of the house. Will they last? She said that once I get out of this season, I'll know if my heart has been healed or broken or whatever. hold on, what did she say?
She's in a purgatory of emotion.
Yes. She'll discover if her heart is healed or broken. We know that she just ended an engagement recently. So, I think there's a lot of emotions happening, and I think she cares very deeply for Paul, who has a girlfriend. And, I think this is part of the whole situation where, like, even though she knows Paul is playing this game, she's like, yes, and I want to help you do it because I've got a broken foot. You're carrying me on your back, or at least I'm part of like helping this team. And there's a lot of emotions going on in Christmas's head right now. And she's not really thinking game. She's thinking friendship.
Yeah. And I think it has something to do with the fact that her planned wedding would have been in the past week, the timeline of it all. So I feel like once you realize, oh snap, I would have been married yesterday, it kind of opens you up to like thinking very emotionally and like getting the nostalgia involved and then reflecting on the connections you've made here. You know, you feel bad about some things you've done. You feel remorse for like, oh, I went at this person this way. I shouldn't have. I should have like, you know, you just want to hug everybody at that point. If you're feeling sad, if you're feeling down, you kind of regret things you've said or something like that. I think that's definitely all played a part. And I think she has made this close connection with Paul, and like, this was very obvious from like week one, week two. It's actually why she was put up after Paul couldn't go up by Cody, was because they had this like bond that was very noticeable in the beginning. And I think that's only grown stronger and stronger. And I think it's just one of those things where she's going to come out of the house. She wants Paul to do well. She wants Josh to do well. I mean, you've alluded to this last week very smartly that you think she doesn't think she can win, but she wants, if she has any control, she wants to take the two people she would like to see win with her to the end. And that happens to be these two. Even if Josh is spewing the truth and she knows this, she still knows to stick with what she has because that's her ideal. That's who she wants to see win. And I think, again, it's also another thing with the dynamics and the friendships lasting. I think she doesn't want to rock the boat. I don't think she wants Paul to be mad at her. I don't think she wants Josh to resent her. She just wants them to be a happy family. Essentially, that's what it comes down to. She just wants everyone to be happy. And the only way she can see that happening is if she takes these two to the end with her and like one of the three of them win and one of the three of them win the 50K.
Yeah. So, you know, getting more and more insight into Christmas's mind. She's been such an enigma all season, but I feel like we're really starting to nail down why she is acting the way she is and why she's playing the way she is. So glad to be figuring this out with our I've said this many times now in the many updates here, but getting our armchair psychology hats out. So that's our update for the day, unless you have anything else you want to bring up here, Puya.
Taryn, you are undefeated in many drafts, as we all know. So, and we've speculated a lot tonight. I want you to officially give us your HOH veto and eviction for tonight, and then you can reflect on it tomorrow if you were right or wrong.
Oh, putting you on the spot. You know, with Paul gunning for it, I'll probably say Paul wins. I probably doesn't win veto. I don't know. I feel like Alex might win the veto, and I think we might see Raven go home. I think I'm gonna make a crazy call here. Okay. I think Alex is the most likely person to go home, but I'm gonna just say she wins the veto, and then they send Raven home, and that would be bad for Paul. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Well, I suppose on a personal level, if Raven goes, I would be okay with it. I wouldn't cry myself to sleep. I'd be very content. But I think Paul's going to win the HOH for sure. I think it just comes down to who wins that veto. And I could see Alex winning it, but I'm going to go ahead and say Meatball Josh wins the veto.
All right. Yeah. It's probably going to be very crapshooty. I mean, it's probably going to be the shoe one, the clown shoe.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. So thinking about that, I think Paul has the upper hand in that one, actually. But I think Alex probably second most likely to win that, and then Josh, and then Kevin. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know what? Paul's probably going to win that one. Alex is probably going home. So that's what we're looking at. See, here's the thing though, right? Because even if things go according to how they'll most likely go, we'll at the very least get to see Paul turn on Alex and Alex going home. So that's like, if that's worst case scenario, then we've got nothing to complain about.
Yeah. If no matter what happens, I believe the season of friendship dies tonight. So it's going to be great. I would love to see Alex's comeuppance. And I'd be living for it. So all eyes on tonight.
All right. So make sure you tune in tonight at 9 Eastern to watch the double eviction. And then we will be live after the episode at around 10:15 Eastern to recap everything. It'll be Brent and I on the podcast to recap everything with Rob. And then we'll be live tomorrow at noon Eastern to update you on everything that's going on with the feeds. Make sure you check out the Taryn Show. I just released my episode with Aubrey Bracco. Very, very fun time with that. And then, of course, for more Survivor stuff, check out First One Out. It's a podcast I've been working on very, very hard on in the last few weeks to introduce the Season 35 cast. And also, again, if you're a Big Brother fan that's never really checked Survivor out, this is probably a good introduction to Survivor as a whole. There's some good info from Josh, and you know, use your headphones when you listen. Just a hot tip. Yes,
soothing, very soothing.
All right, so thank you everyone for joining us. We will see you next time.